A former principal in Sitka has been indicted on charges of sexual assault. A Sitka grand jury on Friday charged 54-year-old Joe Robidoux on 6 counts of felony sexual assault. He also faces an additional 5 misdemeanor charges. Prosecutors say all of the incidents involve adult women who worked for Robidoux when he was principal of Blatchley Middle School and that students at the school were not involved. A word of caution, some of the charges we're about to describe might not be suitable for younger listeners. Court documents say he exposed himself, in some cases inside empty classrooms. The felony charges come from accusations that he touched some of the women without their permission or forced them to touch him. The incidents are alleged to have happened between last May and as recently as January, both in the school building and at some of the women's homes. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
The first accusation came to light 1 week after Robidoux moved from his job at Blatchley to the district office, where he had just been hired as business manager. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw was in Juneau on Monday, but listened in by phone as KCAW interviewed Mary Wagner, the assistant superintendent of schools.
There's a lot of rumors saying that he was promoted because of this, and we found out afterwards, and it's important that the public know that immediately when we found out, we took action to protect our staff and to make sure that he did not have access to the schools anymore.
District officials say Robidoux left the principalship at Blatchley on Friday, January 11th. He began as business manager the following Monday, January 14th. Wagner says at the end of that week, on January 18th, one staff member came forward with allegations.
It was the police investigation that uncovered the second staff member and the substitute teacher. So we as a district don't even have a lot of the details. We only know what the one person chose to disclose to me. And then with the evidence that was presented just through her sharing, we immediately turned it over to the police for their investigation and then stopped our investigation so that we weren't stepping on the police's toes.
Wagner and Bradshaw both say Robidoux was placed on administrative leave as soon as the allegations were made. He tendered his resignation sometime during that leave, and it became effective March 1st. Sitka attorney Jim McGowan represented Robidoux at his arraignment on Friday. He said his client would not comment to reporters on the allegations. Robidoux will be represented by Juneau attorney Julie Willoughby for further proceedings. She also declined to comment. Officials from the school district and assistant district attorney Gene Seaton stress that, as far as they know, students did not witness any of the alleged incidents. Again, Assistant Superintendent Mary Wagner.
I know that with the one staff that did disclose to me, she said that there was no students that were present and that her door was locked.
Her classroom door was locked,
but students were in the building.
The district did not officially say anything to parents or even most staff members before Friday's indictment. Wagner says they told police they would not go public until the police had concluded their investigation. Robidoux appeared in court Friday for arraignment. He is free on $7,500 bond. His next court appearance is scheduled for April 11th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.